Welcome back to our LiveWire program. As promised here in the second half of the show, we're going to be learning a little bit about Garden View Care Center. You folks probably have seen Garden View when you drive down I-70 in O'Fallon. It's kind of a mainstay there along the interstate, and it's a great facility that offers some specialized treatment for folks who are dealing with loved ones who are going through dementia, Alzheimer's, memory issues. But it's also just a great facility to help out those folks who are needing that type of care. And we've got Charlotte Lytle here and also Scott Pelton here today, and we're going to chat with them about Garden View. Guys, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys for coming out. Now, let's first off talk about Garden View just in general. We were talking off the air. You have three locations. O'Fallon's the original location, though, correct?
Correct. Uh-huh. And then we have one at Chesterfield and one at Darty Ferry and Big Bend.
Okay. And these are facilities that have been around for quite some time, and folks are pretty familiar with you, I think, as far as knowing where you're at.
Absolutely.
You know, and we've heard, let's face it, we've all heard your ads and stuff, you know, and John Rooney's done for you. I don't mind giving him a free plug. He does a nice job talking about that. But how long have you, first off, been with Garden View yourself?
I've been with Garden View for almost 30 years. It'll be 30 years this fall.
Uh-huh.
And I actually am one of three employees that have been there since the beginning. Myself, the bookkeeper, and the dietary manager have all been there coming up on 30 years.
Really? So mm-hmm. What's your role?
I'm the administrator there.
Uh-huh. And that means?
That means I just kind of oversee everything going on and be available for families, help make sure that things are running smoothly. Does anybody have anything they need? Is there any problems that we need to address? Make sure we're following all the state and federal regulations mm-hmm. and, you know, just stay on top of making sure the organization's running smoothly.
Yeah.
And people are happy.
It's a lot more than just saying, hey, I'm, you know, we're a care facility. There are a lot of guidelines you have to follow.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Volumes.
Yeah, that alone could be an entire
yes.
program. Scott, what about you? What's your role with the group?
I'm actually the director of admissions. I've uh-huh. been there 8.5 years, going on 9. And what I do is actually I meet with families on a daily basis and talk to them about the advantages of coming to Garden View Care Center and the different options that we offer for our folks that come in and just really coming to us and being able to enjoy what we offer for daily activities and so on and so forth.
Probably one of the biggest challenges for you is getting people to lose that stigma, oh, it's a nursing home.
It has been a challenge over the years, but things have changed so much in time. We don't really classify ourselves as a nursing home. We are a 24-hour skilled care facility that does specialize in Alzheimer's and dementia care. We take a lot of pride in that, and we're very serious about what we offer our residents, and we feel very good about what we do.
Sure. Now, Charlotte, you mentioned you've been there. You and three others have been there for a long time, but just in general, do you have other staffers that kind of hang on and be there for a while?
I looked yesterday just to see what the numbers were. I have 22 staff that have been there over 10 years.
Wow.
Which I think is really great in, you know, today's economy and the mm-hmm. way people job hop sometimes.
That's got to give a comfort level, though, to the people that bring their loved ones in, knowing
oh,
that
absolutely.
If you're that steady as an employer, that there's something there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you need to have consistency with the residents, too. They need to see the same familiar faces, people that they know, that they become part of an extension of most of their own family.
Uh-huh.
That's how close they get to some of the residents they care for.
Right. You know, and, you know, Scott mentioned it. You're a skilled care facility.
Okay? Yes.
And that's, I guess, one of the big changes we've seen in the quote-unquote nursing home industry over the last several years, isn't it?
Absolutely. But one of the things with our facility is even though we're skilled, we have a lot of residents that are more that beginning phase, could maybe still be at home, but they're just not safe anymore. They need people to watch after them, make sure that they're eating correctly and that they have things to occupy their mind and get them involved in. And we do a program of assisted living within our facility, too, mm-hmm. where we offer that prior to really needing 100% care with everything. And then it's a real smooth transition when they need more care. They don't get that phone call that says, I'm sorry, but you've got 30 days to find somewhere else.
Wow. Okay. So your assisted living program is different than what you'd call your skilled care program.
It is. It's all part of the same facility. Mm-hmm. They get a double room, which we make into a private, a very nice space. They can bring some furniture of their own if they choose to. They can do that on the skilled side, too. But we have them involved in the activity program going on, and they pay a reduced rate because they're not needing the skilled care.
Right. So, and I like what you're doing there because you hear that so often that you can't just take a person who's starting with these memory loss issues and stick them on a shelf somewhere. They have to be kept active and see things that they recognize and familiarize themselves with.
Absolutely. Know? And that's the good thing about coming, if they come early, not having to leave, because every time you move them, it's harder and harder.
Right.
You know, because then they have to make themselves familiar with all new staff again, and moves are hard for them.
Yeah. Scott, you know, when you start talking about doing this type of thing, it can be very difficult. Now, I understand you guys actually go to the home of the potential patient or the family and talk with them. How does that help?
Yes, it does. Actually, what it does is it's a very difficult process sometimes for families to get their loved one out to be able to come to us unless they're placing them. So we make it convenient for them. So we'll go to their homes, do an in-house assessment for them, just kind of get to know the individual and see what would be the best program for them once they come to our facility. And then we offer the different options that we have available for them.
Yeah, because it's a very, very difficult decision on behalf of not just, again, the loved one, but the family. I'm sure for you, I don't want to call it a tough sell because you're not a salesman, but it is, you got to convince these people that, look, you're making the right decision.
Well, you know, first off, I believe in what we do at Garden View. I have a lot of faith in our staff, and it is very, for me, it's very easy because I believe in our abilities and what we do, and I do think that we are a trendsetter, and I think we set ourselves apart from a lot of our competition that's out there. Like Charlotte was saying earlier, it is a difficult process, but when we offer the different options that we have, a lot of people will come into the facility, and, you know, physically they're okay. Mentally, they may not be able to manage a lot of their current affairs throughout the day. So, you know, it's just providing oversight for them. Mm-hmm. And we want them to be independent and be able to do the things they can do on their own, but we also want to be able to provide the care that may be necessary for them. But we can go through the process with them as the disease progresses, and we can help them throughout the process where, like Charlotte said earlier, they don't have to move. And it's very important that they stay in one location as long as they're comfortable. So their atmosphere doesn't change. Their routine doesn't change a whole lot. The familiarity with the staff doesn't change. So it's definitely a benefit for the residents that come into the facility.
And I'm going to assume that because of your specialization in this area, your staff members are especially trained to deal with these types of issues that maybe someone in a quote-unquote regular facility would not be able to.
We are. We actually go through ongoing training with the assistance of the Alzheimer's Association, which has been very beneficial for the staff members. I've gone through the training. Charlotte's gone through the training. It really helps us to be able to manage the care of our residents.
Uh-huh. And you guys just said something right there that, to me, speaks volumes. The fact that you're both in the administrative side of things, and yet you get down there and you visit with the residents of the facility and stuff. You're not standoffish. You're not locked away in an office somewhere. You see every day what's taking place in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's key because, again, it shows the family and the resident that you're a part of what they're going through. You know?
Yes. And, you know, people watch as we're touring through the building, and they pay attention, and the residents call us by name and know us. And,
yeah.
And that's important because it makes the people you're showing around go, well, you know, they really do know what's going on.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Now, I've heard the vacation stay term used with your facility. What is that, and how does that work?
Well, vacation stay, it corresponds with what they call a respite stay, but a lot of families weren't familiar with the term respite stay. A vacation stay is a lot of families are taking care of their loved ones at home, and emergency may come up. They may want to go on vacation. They may have a graduation or something where they've got to travel, and their loved one just can't make that trip with them. So what we do is we offer short-term stays for families where they can bring their individual in, and we will take care of them and provide them with the care that's needed for them while they are away on their vacations.
Okay. Very good. And again, for something like that, do you need to, I guess, some advanced planning and just contact you guys there?
We do. Actually, what I do is I ask the families to get in touch with their local physicians and send over some demographics for us so it'll help us maintain and take better care of the individual's medication list and a little history and physical on their background.
You know, before you guys came in, I got to be honest with you, I was thinking the length of time that you could have a patient as compared to, say, another type of facility that somebody may have some other, you know, issues going on. You could have them for a long – I think about how long President Reagan dealt with it. Glenn Campbell in the country music industry fighting Alzheimer's. He's had it for years now. And, I mean, this is something they where that, again, that comfort level. You could have a patient for a long, long period of time.
And we do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have many patients that have been there for many, many years. I don't think we've had any that have been there 30 years, but we've had some that have been there for quite a while.
Yeah. And again, to me, it's all about the comfort that you can provide, making them feel as at home and making that feel like it's their home when that time comes.
And that's exactly what we do is we wanted to make it home for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a nursing facility. It's what we call home. And we want the families to still stay very much involved in the daily lives of their loved ones. And like I said, we provide the oversight for them. But I still want the families to be involved. I want them to feel welcome to come to our facility. We do not have visiting hours, so you can come and go as you please, which is a big benefit to families, especially nowadays with the husband and the wife working and with shift work and so on and so forth. We have no problem with you coming in and visiting with your loved one at your convenience.
And that, those visits are so important, aren't they?
They are. And we're very fortunate, too, because we see a lot of our families on a daily basis, and it just shows how much they care for their loved one.
Yeah. Charlotte, we've talked about what your specialty is at Garden View. Has it always been that way? I mean, from 30 years ago?
Well, in the beginning, you know, we kind of more focused on the skilled side, but through the years, things have evolved to where we've kind of focused on what are the needs in the community and what are people looking for and the changes that has happened in the industry. Mm-hmm. So we have stayed focused on providing good quality care, but we've kind of branched out into the dementia care units and an activity program for those residents on the units that keeps them busy and occupied. Years ago, many of the facilities that had dementia care programs, it was just a locked door.
No.
And behind that locked door was nothing going on except a nurse or a CNA that were back there with the residents, but there were no events going on for them. And that's key to helping them stay mentally active. And sometimes we even see residents we bring in that after they've been in the program for a while, the families go, oh, I think we could take them home now.
Wow.
And seriously, taking them home, they revert back to what they were because they're not getting that stimulation. You know, we've got an activity program going on 10 hours a day, 7 days a week in that unit where they have things specialized just for them. Now, for some of the big activities, they do come out and go to those, but it just depends on what the event is and the resident's specific needs.
Yeah. Well, and I think the thing is we're seeing – as you know, back in the day, it was, as you said, you lock them up. It's just, oh, they're getting old. It's quote unquote old age. Now we're seeing more diagnosis of not just dementia, but different types of dementia.
Absolutely.
You know? And that all comes into play. I think you're, as bad as I hate to say it, until we find a cure for some of these things, you guys are going to be busy and probably busier than you ever have been.
Absolutely. You know?
This disease seems to be growing on a daily basis very rapidly, and we're just very fortunate that our ownership group takes such a serious stance on taking care of people that have dementia and Alzheimer's.
What age group do you guys serve?
That's a good question. Actually, believe it or not, we've been seeing a lot of our residents coming in younger and younger.
Uh-huh.
But I would say on a general basis, probably anywhere from around 65 all the way up to maybe 95.
Right. Yeah, and the reason I ask that, because of that fact, we're seeing those early diagnoses. And again, I guess, how do they get to the point where they call you? Is it usually referred to by a doctor? At what point are they just make that decision on their own? And where do you guys come into the picture?
You know, normally it could be a certain circumstance that happens. If the family member is living at home on their own and maybe had a fall, and or they just cannot manage their daily affairs anymore, they're getting their medications messed up, or they're not taking them correctly, maybe not eating a good structured meal every day. And families see that. And, you know, we're very fortunate in O'Fallon because our whole reputation is based on the community. So we have a wonderful referral base within the community, within the churches, the hospitals, just family members talking. We are a very, very busy facility.
Right. So do you guys have a program? A lot of times we'll see people who I call it temporary memory issues, where they're going to the hospital after a fall or something like that, a hip replacement or something, where they need just short-term care, not necessarily for the hip, but let's face it, some of the drugs and stuff they give you in the hospital can actually affect your memory and cause you some issues until you get to the point where you're off that pain medication. Any programs like that that are available to the senior set?
We do. A lot of times if someone will go to the hospital and have a surgery of some sort and they get some kind of anesthetic, they can kind of throw them off a little bit, and they will come to us. We do offer rehabilitation services. We do physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. So we do short-term stays for families. A lot of times while they're doing those therapies, you'll start seeing some of them symptoms clear up, and then where they are able to go home again, which is a blessing for them. But once again, I mean, sometimes they come in short term and they don't leave. They stay long term because they get so comfortable with the facility. We treat our residents like we're a 5-star hotel. I mean, it's very nice because we're there for their beck and call. Three delicious meals per day. The rooms are all decorated very, very nicely. The ownership group takes a lot of pride in what we offer our residents. So they, you know, being the building's 28 and a half years old or 30 years old, you would never know it by going inside.
Uh-huh. Well, and I'll be honest with you, I think that's part of what the appeal is. I mentioned, you know, being able to see the facility driving down the interstate. I could there for a while, and I didn't know it was a skilled care facility at the time. It struck me as just being a senior living facility. And I think that if you can give that impression, again, lose that stigma that the people attach to it, that's a step in the right direction.
Oh, that stigma is huge. I can remember as a child, you would get drug into facilities to Christmas Carol, and they stunk, and they were scary, and everybody was grabbing at you, and you could hardly wait to get out of there. Now we have homeschool groups that come to our facility, and they enjoy spending time with the residents. Mm-hmm. They're not scary places anymore. Yeah. You know, our industry has really stepped up.
And, I like to hear that because, like you, I can remember as a child, you're almost scared to go to the nursing home. And then, not to sound really mundane, but you were scared to grow old because they would bring people out that maybe at the time weren't ready to be brought out. And it would literally scare some of the kids that were there. And if they can see them in a better environment, I could see where that'd be much better for them.
Well, the homeschool group was just here last week, and I went into the dining room while the activity was going on, and the kids go up to the residents, and they want to talk to them, and they enjoy it. And that's really – it makes us feel good to see that because, you know, we feel we're really doing our job if you can get past that.
Yeah. What are some of the other things – now, you guys do have a lot of community involvement then.
Yes, we do. We work real hard to stay involved in the community. We also want to give back to our industry. We have an Alzheimer's walk team that we do every year to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. We try to have events that we can bring the community in. We do an Oktoberfest in the fall, and we do a summer block party and different things that if people in the community want to come be a part of it, we're thrilled to have them there.
We see, it seems like you'll see a senior type care facility popping up just at will anymore in neighborhoods. But I think the longevity and what we've been talking about kind of sets you guys apart from everybody else. Would you agree?
Definitely. Most of the facilities that are actually going up now are assisted living memory care facilities, which, I mean, in all reality are a short-term stay because as the disease progresses, you're going to need that additional care. Some of those facilities out there just don't have that offering. So then you have to take your loved one. They get comfortable, you know, with the placement where they're at, and then you got to up and move them to another location again, which is very detrimental to them. It's very important that if you're going to place a loved one with memory issues that you really try to make it, you know, one stop where you can come in and they can take care of all your needs throughout the process.
Mm-hmm. How full are you guys? I mean, do you have room for residents, you know?
We do have room for residents, but believe it or not, we are extremely busy and we're very fortunate.
Believe that. That's why I ask, because, again, with the service that you offer and the type of facility you have, I can see where, you know, you could have a need for extra space easily, you know?
Without a doubt. It's, you know, it's an enjoyable task to have every day to bring families in and show them what we have to offer. And like I said earlier, we truly believe in what we do. We're very confident in what we do. And we believe that, you know, if your loved one needs any type of assistance or help, that we're the place to go to.
Mm-hmm. On the let's talk administrative issues. If somebody comes in, and I guess you'll sit down and work with them when it comes to insurances and all that stuff to see to it that all the paperwork, because that's the last thing you want to think about when you're getting set to get your loved one set up in a facility.
Well, and that's something that Scott does a lot during the admission phase too.
Okay.
We go over insurance. We look to see, do they have any long-term care insurance. We do do what we can to help them get that process started and help them check all their resources out and make sure that they're not forgetting anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times, as a daughter or a son, you don't really know what your parents have done.
Right.
And so you have to kind of, you know, look into all of that. And we want to help them make this transition as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm looking at a facility, what are some of the things that I should be looking at when it comes to looking at a long? Obviously, I want to look at Garden View, but what are some of the things that you would tell somebody? Say you're taking your loved one in, what would you look for?
Well, I can tell you what I would look for nowadays is just the longevity of the facility itself. That's key, and also I think longevity of staff. If staff members have been there for a long time, that just shows that from top to bottom that they're very caring, and it's a well-managed facility. Also, what kind of stimulation therapy is offered for my loved one? What kind of daily activities is offered for them? I think that's very important. And just, you know, like I tell people, when you come in, you know, you get that warm, fuzzy feeling and you know you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like the openness that you guys have. I mean, that 24-hour visitor thing to me speaks volumes. You know?
We, believe it or not, we have some family members that are like over-the-road truckers, and you know, they come in overnight, and they visit with their loved one when they're coming through town, and just people that work shift work. So it allows them the freedom to be able to see their loved one at any time.
And it, right or wrong, it gives you the impression that, hey, we have nothing to hide. We're an open book 24 hours a day. You can come in anytime you want to.
Absolutely. We're very comfortable and confident in what we do.
Yeah, and I think that speaks volumes. If someone wants to schedule a tour, would they contact you, Charlotte, or Scott?
Contact either of us. Scott is usually the first point of contact. If he's available, he does it, but then I can help, and there's always other people available if he's busy.
Mm-hmm. If anybody ever has any questions, all you need to do is call 636-240-2840. You can ask for myself, or you can get on our GVCC website at any time, and it'll kind of steer you right through, and you can be able to ask any questions that you have. You can also request that I give you a call so I can answer any questions that may be able to help you out with your loved one.
Mm-hmm. And if we have listeners that live over in the West County area, I guess they can always still contact you guys, and you'll put them in touch with the proper folks at those facilities.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just think it's fantastic that what you guys do, and the fact that you focus on an area that, unfortunately, as we see the baby boomer population age, I think we're going to need more and more focus on. So it's good to see. Anything you want to add that I'm blatantly missing before we wrap up here, guys?
Well, the one thing I'd like to just add is our activity program. Mm-hmm. Our activity program is designed to really make their day different. They only have a couple things to look forward to. That's meals, activities, and their loved ones visiting. And we've had residents, believe it or not, that come to the facility and they're leaving. They have to go home, and they're really not wanting to go home. So they'll say, can I come back if you have a party? You know, and can I come back and visit? We had one resident that wanted to take care of the roses. She felt that was her job. So she came back in the summer to check on them.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, you know, they really enjoy it.
I had a family member actually come into my office right after Christmas one time, and they were actually upset a little bit because they brought their loved one home for the Christmas holidays. And she actually said, I need to get home. And the daughter says, well, you are home. And she says, no, I need to get back home. I'm missing something. They may be doing something there that I'm missing out on. And the daughter came in to talk to me, and I said, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And she goes, you know, in hindsight, it actually is. She goes, it's so nice that my mother feels so comfortable and enjoys being there so much.
Yeah. And see, that comes full circle to the comfort you provide to the family, I think, is as important as the what you're giving to the resident there.
Absolutely. You know, the families themselves, they're not there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They need to have that feeling of knowing that their loved one, mom and dad, whoever it may be, is in a loving, safe place, and that we're providing the care for them that they deserve and they need.
Yeah, we all like to think in our heads that, oh, no, we'll be able to deal with this. I don't see how anybody in today's world, how you could do that. You'd it's a full-time job. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what's the phone number again if folks want to call?
636-240-2840.
All right. And, Scott, you mentioned the website?
It is. It's Garden View Care Center or GVCC.com. You can get on there, and if you have any questions, you can email me, and I will be more than willing to respond to you by email or by phone, whatever works best for you, and try to help you out.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing something right, 30-plus years, and nothing but rave reviews, and I commend you guys on a job well done. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Amen. Appreciate it.
That's going to do it for our Live Wire program for today. We'll turn it over to Steve. He'll take you up to the top.